KXRN News. I'm John Scott.
The highway probably will wash out at somewhere between Wednesday afternoon and Thursday morning, but aside from that, I believe for the most part, everything's going to be all right.
A resident of the Outer Banks in North Carolina says he's not too worried about Hurricane Aaron and won't evacuate. The huge storm is set to threaten large stretches of the U.S. East Coast, bringing storm surges, coastal flooding, and rip currents. And just exactly what is a rip current?
About 100 people each year drown from rip currents along U.S. beaches, and they account for the most beach rescues. Hurricane Aaron is bringing these same potentially deadly rip currents. Rip currents don't pull you under. Instead, the narrow channels of water sweep a swimmer out to sea. Lifeguards say, don't panic. Swim parallel to the shore until you can get out of the rip current. And of course, if the beach is closed or if there are warnings up, stay out of the water. I'm Julie Walker.
Texas Republican-led legislature expected to approve new congressional maps that add 5 new House seats that the GOP could win. The vote takes place shortly. President Trump has enjoyed a big bump in the polls following his sit-down last week with Vladimir Putin. Bob Agnew has the report.
Insider Advantage says its polling indicates President Trump now enjoys 54% approval against a disapproval rating of just 44%. In fact, he enjoys an advantage across every age group except for the oldest respondents to the survey. It shows his approval increasing among African Americans and Hispanic Latinos. Approval with white voters is now at a near record of 64%. Bob Agnew reporting.
Stocks are mixed. The Dow ahead 1 point. The Nasdaq is down 170. This is SRN News. Young people don't have much to do with church.
The latest poll from the American Bible Society finds that Generation Z, teens and 20-somethings, are the least likely of all the generations to be a member of a local congregation or to be deeply involved if they are a member. ABS reports that less than 1 in 5 Gen Z Americans say they have a best friend at church, for instance, versus 25% of millennials, 26% of Gen X, and 31% of baby boomers and elders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Air Force has issued a memo saying that transgender airmen ousted under a recent Trump administration directive will not be allowed to argue before a board of their peers to keep their job. The memo says military separation boards cannot independently decide whether to keep or discharge transgender airmen. It also states the boards must recommend separation of the member if the airman is living openly as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. Drug gang-related killings claim 6 more victims in Mexico as authorities gruesomely discover decapitated remains in a province east of Mexico City.
6 severed heads were found in the early hours of Tuesday morning on a road which links the broadly peaceful states of Puebla and Tlaxcala. Local media has reported that a blanket was left next to them with a message issuing a warning to rival gangs, apparently signed by a group called La Barredora, meaning the sweeper. It is the same name as a little-known criminal group operating in the western state of Guerrero, but it isn't clear if they were behind the attack or why. So far, the federal authorities have not commented on the grisly killings. They come amid a major crackdown by the administration of President Claudia Sheinbaum on fentanyl trafficking.
BBC correspondent Will Grant. Spain's latest heat wave linked to more than 1,100 deaths. Also, vast wildfires continue to burn in that country. More details at srnnews.com.